still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equal. From San Francisco, USA, online since 2004. Right. It's the one and only rock and roll geek show. With the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. So this is kind of a not planned episode. I was driving home yesterday, and I got a text from a friend of the show and friend of mine, Ralph Miller, telling me that he heard Kim Shattuck died. Kim Shattuck from a band called The Muffs, and she was also in the Pandoras, and I couldn't believe it. I said, "You got to be kidding me. This can't be true." And he said she had ALS. And then I got on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page, and Tim Binder had posted a link when I got there, and it said that Kim Shattuck from The Muffs died. Hold on, let me take a sip of this fine Tecate. So what I'm going to do tonight is kind of, this is way, way worse than Rick Ocasek dying to me. Kim Shattuck to me is almost up there as high as Chrissy Amphlett and Wendy O. Williams. She, a goddess. I posted this Kim Shattuck was a hero and a goddess to thousands and thousands of unattractive misfits, and I include myself in one of those thousands and thousands of unattractive misfits. What a songwriter. So I reposted. I'm going to be a little bit disjointed. Sorry about that. But so basically what I'm going to do tonight is just pay tribute to Kim Shattuck. I reposted yesterday an interview that I did with Kim Shattuck from like 2011 or something like that. I listened to it. It was a good interview. We did a track by track of the album called Happy Birthday to Me. Some critiques I have of the episode was the beginning of the episode, I'm talking like super, super fast. And I didn't interrupt Kim as much as I normally do, but I did interrupt her some. And she was very nice to me. For somebody who was talking like a complete moron like I was, she was extremely nice and polite. But I reposted that yesterday. And today I'm going to I'm going to play some of my favorite Kim Shattuck tune or songs that Kim Shattuck has been on. Let's start off with a Pandoras tune. I saw the Pandoras in San Francisco at the Night Break, back when San Francisco was a happening rock scene. Pandoras were a garage, little psychedelic-y, garage-y band. And the singer, Paula Pierce, we talked about this in the interview that I did with Kim Shattuck. She hates this album, Rock Hard. But Paula Pierce changed her style of music. She said Paula Pierce would change her style of music. Like she'd get a new album and she'd want to change what she was playing. So she, apparently Paula Pierce got a Motley Crue album or something and decided to put out a hard rock album. And this hard rock album called Rock Hard is, to me, pure gold. It's like it's an EP, but every song in this album is, yeah, they might be a little bit cliched rock, but they're catchy as hell, and they're full of attitude, and they're so much fun, man. So that's what I'm going to start off with, something from the Pandora, something that Kim Shattuck couldn't stand, but I love it. Here's Rundown Love Battery.
Baby, I've
Kim Shattuck played bass for the Pandoras. And oh shit, stop. She played bass for the Pandoras, and I saw them at the Night Break in San Francisco. This was back when San Francisco had a thriving rock scene. On Haight Street alone, there were like five bars, and one of them was the Night Break, and the Pandoras played there. Kim smashed her bass over some dude's head and bloodied his face up. I think they had to bring the guy to the hospital, according to her, because I brought it up in that interview that I did with her. She said they had to carry the guy out in a stretcher, and he went out in an ambulance. I don't remember that, but that's what she said happened. And Pandoras were a great band, but the Muffs, Kim wrote all the songs in the Muffs, and she was such a great songwriter. Her songs were so fucking catchy. She was... I know a lot of nerdy dudes who really had crushes on Kim Shattuck, and I did too. I saw them play at Slim's, and I was standing on the side of the stage. I was starstruck by her, and something about her. She's not classically... She wasn't classically beautiful, but something about her was just extremely, extremely attractive to me. And I wasn't the only one who thought this. I saw them and the Groovy Ghoulies play at Slim's. They were so good, man. I'm a fan of Groovy Ghoulies, too. American Heartbreak toured with Groovy Ghoulies in Europe. And I became friends with Kepi and Roach and the drummer. What's that drummer's name? That's how good of a friend I am. But anyway, the Muffs were great, and I was standing on the side of the stage just completely starstruck, and they were great. Kim Shattuck wrote some super, super catchy tunes, and she had tons of attitude. She played guitar. The drummer in the band, the whole band was great. They were a three-piece band. When they first formed, I think they were on a major label, Warner Brothers, and they had the keyboard player from Pandoras took up guitar and was the second guitar player in the Muffs. That was the first Muffs album, and I don't remember. The first Muffs album was just the Muffs, I believe. I'm just going to play a bunch of tunes from the Muffs and from Kim Shattuck in this episode. I hope you're okay with that. Blonder and Blonder, I think, is the record. It came out on like Warner Brothers Records, something like that. I'll play something from that. How about I'm Confused?
Thank you.
Oh, stop, stop. What is going on? I think I got this thing set on shuffle or something like that. I apologize. The unprofessionalism is just out of control. That's actually the second Muffs album, Blonder and Blonder. The first Muffs album was on Warner Brothers. That had the girl from Pandora's Melanie Vammen. I think it's how I pronounce the band. And they had a different drummer, Chris Crass. That was the first Muffs album, produced by Rob Cavallo. The one song I just played was off Blonder and Blonder, which is the second Muffs album, also produced by Rob Cavallo. Rob Cavallo, big-time producer, so they had money behind them, and that's good for them. I'm sure that they didn't sell enough for Warner Brothers to want to keep them around, but the second album, they went to Reprise. She talked about this in the interview. I thought Warner and Reprise were the same, but they're probably owned by the same company, but yeah. So that was I'm Confused from Blonder and Blonder. I am completely frazzled. She died at age 56. Unfucking believable, man. ALS. ALS is Lou Gehrig's disease, and I don't know what Lou Gehrig's disease consists of as far as deteriorating health. All I know is Lou Gehrig had it. But I do know that 56 years old is way too young. Apparently, she kept it a secret. And they haven't. They were recording a new album, and I think they just finished recording it. So it's coming out like in a couple of weeks. You know, I'm looking. I can't wait for the album, but man, what a time for the album. Condolences to her husband. Just very, very sad, man. You know, it's one thing Rick Ocasek dying at age 75 or age 70 or however old he was, but she was only 56 years old. That's 2 years. That's a year younger than me. It's just fucking awful, man. Completely fucking awful. All right, I'm going to play something from an album called Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow, which was their fourth album. Came out in 1999. Follow-up to Happy Birthday to Me, which is my favorite album from them. This is out on Honest Don's label. So after they got dropped, after they left Warner Reprise, they went indie. They were a three-piece. This song is called Prettier Than Me.
Lying on the
beautiful tune. I did not know Kim Shattuck. Like I said, she was very nice to me when I interviewed her, and I appreciate her for that. I listened to the interview yesterday, and it was, I listened to the interview today because it came down on the podcast because I reposted it, and it doesn't seem real that she's dead. Michael Day Bars posted on the Twitter, "A sad day indeed to hear the passing of the brilliant musician-producer Kim Shattuck, a shining pioneer of female rock and roll musicians. She will forever be remembered by all of us at Little Steven's Underground Garage and beyond." The band Veruca Salt posted a video of them performing a song with Kim Shattuck. It said, "Brave, beautiful, badass Kim Shattuck let us sing harmonies with her on Funny Face in 2017. Why don't we hear that? Funny Face is a song off Blonder and Blonder, and this is them doing this acoustic, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
All right, are we going to do this?
Yeah.
Let's do all right. It.
That doesn't
wow!
Mean... Yeah. If that doesn't bring a fucking tear to your eye, I don't know, man. Wow, that was good. She's such a fucking talent. Such an underrated songwriter. I mean, not even many people even know who she is. Although it was very nice to see all the tributes and stuff on Facebook and Twitter. But the mainstream people and most hard rock and metal fans had no idea who Kim Shattuck was. Such a fucking talent. Simple, perfect pop songs. What more can you ask for, man? I loved her so much. I mean, I was extremely sad when the great Chrissy Amphlett died. I mean, I cried and tears came down yesterday finding out Kim Shattuck. This is going to be as bad as when Dan McCafferty goes. Rest in peace, Kim Shattuck. Man, what a fucking talent. The album that I like most from the Muffs was an album called Happy Birthday to Me. That's what we did the track by track on the show that I reposted. Here's something from that called Honeymoon.
Any time, any place, yeah, it's nice to see your face. And it's true that I could want you in the most obnoxious way.
Fucking tune. It's like 2 minutes of pure pop goodness. All right, back to Blonde and Blonder. How about a song called Just a Game?
Don't you know it's
There you go. That's called A Little Luxury. That is from Really, Really Happy, which was the last recorded Muffs record, I think, besides this new one that's coming out. I could be wrong. I think so. She joined the Pixies for a little while, and I don't think she recorded anything with them. She was unceremoniously fired from the band, and I think I remember reading that she was really bummed out that she got fired. They gave her no reason for firing her. They just said, you're no longer in the band. And I think she was kind of bummed out. I'm sure it was probably pretty good money for her. As far as I'm concerned, she was too good for the fucking Pixies anyway, man. All right, let's play something from Happy Birthday to Me. I'm going to play a couple more tunes. It's not going to make it a very long episode, just a little tribute to Kim Shattuck. I could go all night, but I don't want to bawl my freaking eyes out, man. This is something from Happy Birthday to Me. This is, why don't we play something from back from to the Pandora's Rock Hard album. She said she liked this one off that Rock Hard record. It's not an album. I think it's an EP. This song is called Close Behind.
Close my eyes when
There you go. Compared to the Muffs tunes, these Pandora songs don't hold up as much as the Muffs tunes, but they're still fun tunes. All right, we'll play a couple more songs, and I'll let you get out of here. I hope you enjoyed this. I'm sure that people can do a much better tribute to Kim Shattuck than me, but I have a feeling that after she's dead, a lot more people were huge Kim Shattuck fans that, you know, the fans come out of the woodwork when somebody dies, but I had like to say that I was a true fan. All right, let's just, what makes me more of a fan than anybody else? I was a fan. If you were a fan too, that's great. And I hope you, she's got to be in heaven. If there's a heaven, Kim Shattuck's got to be in heaven because how could she, just look at her. ALS, man. That's fucking sucks ass. All right, a couple more tunes. This is from Happy Birthday to Me, My Crazy Afternoon. Think God would take somebody so talented and at such a young age and somebody so gorgeous. It doesn't even matter if she's gorgeous. Why would she seemed like such a good person and wrote such fucking great tunes, man. Why do you think God, it's the same with Chrissy Amphah. Why does God take somebody so young? It doesn't seem right, but maybe he moves in mysterious ways, like they say, but it doesn't seem fair. All right, rest in peace, Kim Shattuck. Hope you enjoyed this tribute. What lame tribute it might have been, but it was my tribute, friends. Do your own tribute to Kim Shattuck. I take a sip of this fine Tecate to you, Kim Shattuck. You got to be on your way to heaven right now. And my heart goes out to your husband and the rest and everybody in your band and all of your friends and your family who I know has just got to be fucking gutted. Thank you for listening, friends. Here's my favorite Muffs tune, my favorite Kim Shattuck tune of all time. I will talk to you maybe tomorrow. We'll see. I'm heading to the mountains on Saturday morning. Maybe I'll do a show tomorrow night. We'll see if I have the energy in me. If not, I'll do a show on Wednesday. I just got the new darkness, and there's other things I can do as well. Here's my favorite Muffs tune, also on Happy Birthday to Me. This is The Best Time Around. I'll talk to you soon, friends.
I like you, but every time that I find you, you're lying the way I want to punish you for so long.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.
new jazz. New jazz, Daddy-O.